Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back to the InfoWars Sunday Briefing. I am Nick Sorter again. And look, I know the entire show has been just me ranting and raving as usual, which is sort of the point of the show. I mean, I spend all week tracking the news very, very closely, as you can probably tell by my Twitter feed or X feed. And I've been harking on this particular issue since day one of the administration. These millions and millions of people that we've let into our country and continue to apparently let into our country up until a few days ago, these third worlders that don't add any value to our country, that drive up housing prices, that drive up our national debt through the tens and hundreds of billions of dollars in welfare benefits like EBT and SNAP and housing assistance, you know, Section 8, and you name it, all this alphabet soup of welfare programs that they take. And what? How do they repay us for that? Well, they come to Washington, D.C. out here, the capital of the United States, and kill our National Guard troops. And not even just that. We just had another one a day before that came under Joe Biden in 2021 under this botched BS operation in withdrawing from Afghanistan. This guy that was arrested in clip 10 here, an Afghan national arrested for making a terrorist threat, claiming he was building a bomb to blow up Fort Worth. Yeah, roll that clip for us, guys, if you can. Clip 10.
Well, this just in, we have a Fox News alert from Brooke Taylor. You won't believe this. DHS is confirming that an Afghan national was arrested Tuesday after posting a video of himself on TikTok indicating he was building a bomb with an intended target of the Fort Worth area. Mohammed Dawood Alukazai is charged at the state level with making a terroristic threat. According to DHS, listen to this. He came to the United States as part of Operation Allies Welcome. So here you have it. This happened Tuesday. Texas Department of Public Safety. This is a second Afghan national. Second one this week. Operation Allies Welcome. He had a terror plot. We know it comes the same week that deranged individual, that alleged assassin, took out two of our heroic National Guard, came here on the same program, Operation Allies Welcome, a program that we were assured time and time again by Mayorkas, by Jen Psaki, by Joe Biden himself, was safe and secure. But here we have a second data point in 1 week that it was not safe, it was not secure. And we've got to look very hard at this program as President Trump is vowing to make change.
Yeah, so we're not just making this up when we say that the Biden regime was talking about how thoroughly all these people were vetted, this 100,000 people that came in on overloaded C-17s, military planes. You've seen the pictures of them all crowded in together, and the planes were actually taking off overweight out of Afghanistan because there were so many people, mostly military-aged men in these planes. And I mean, yeah, this infamous video here of them all running, you know, apparently this fully loaded C-17 with all those people in it still didn't have enough room for these thousands of other Afghan males that were on the outside there. And Jen Psaki saying, and I won't even roll the clip because you've probably even seen it at this point. She says, in 2021, I can absolutely assure you that no one is coming into the United States of America who has not been through a thorough screening and background check process. And I want an update from you, Jen Psaki. I want an update from you. Can you circle back on this one for me? It's crazy to me. We all knew that they were lying at the time. We all called them out for lying at the time. But Joe Biden said it, not because any word that Joe Biden says really means anything, because he has no idea what the hell is going on. You had Mayorkas that said it, a guy that should be charged with treason. He's very unlucky that he didn't get a pardon. That's probably the first person that I would charge with treason, because Obama won't be charged with it. Mayorkas should be, for allowing this to happen. We know that there's no way to do background checks on these people that came into the country from a third world hellhole like Afghanistan. How do you do thorough vetting on those people? You don't. You cannot. You hope and pray that maybe they won't kill our soldiers in the street or blow up train stations or something in the United States of America. But this guy down there, Mohammed, whatever his name is, I'm not even going to say his name. Screw this guy. They have a video of him. Clip number 11, where he says he wants to, quote, kill anyone who opposes Afghans, and he planned to build a car bomb in his taxi. Of course he planned to build it. I mean, it's like every Uber driver that I get, every Lyft driver, every taxi driver I get up here is named Mohammed or Abdul or something like that. So I'm not surprised that he's a taxi driver. I don't know why we don't screen any of these people. I don't know why Uber doesn't do it. They don't bother. They don't care. But go ahead and roll this clip, guys. This is clip 11 here. I'll cut it off at like a minute. I will commit suicide on you. I will commit suicide on anyone who has a problem with the Afghans. That's what he says in whatever the hell language this is. So I'm not even going to bother playing the video because it's in whatever. I don't even know what language that is. And I don't really care. I don't really care what language it is. This is like going on how many years now? It's been 4 years that these people have been in the country, and they're already trying to and have successfully staged terrorist attacks on American soil. In 4 years, two of them were attempting to do it right around the same time. And DHS Secretary Kristi Noem said today that she believes that he was actually radicalized in the United States of America. So this conspiracy theory that there are sleeper cells in the United States waiting to be activated is no longer a conspiracy theory. Who radicalized this person in the United States? Who radicalized this other guy that we just saw yelling on a TikTok live about how the fact that he was building a car bomb and apparently he wasn't bluffing? Who is doing it? We don't really know, because we don't know who Joe Biden brought into the United States. Joe Biden doesn't know who Joe Biden brought into the United States. It goes further beyond just the 100,000 Afghans that were brought in through this program. That's just through this operation. I don't even remember exactly what. Whatever the operation was where they brought them from Afghanistan. You gotta add in the Afghans that came across the border illegally, and all the third world Muslims that came across the border illegally, and the Somalis. They're all on the same page. They're on the same team. They all equally hate the United States of America, and they can work together to undermine the United States of America. So the fact that we are just pussyfooting around this issue, and we're not seeing mainstream calls at this point for the military to be going out and removing these people. I don't care where you remove them to. They just can't stay here. They don't have a right to stay here. And the problem that we're looking at, if we don't get serious about doing it, then the first thing the Democrats are going to do when they take control, because they will if they continue to have these numbers, these keep in mind, the population of these people, that adds in to their congressional district count. So the more of these people they have, even if they can't vote, they still contribute to the number of House seats that Democrats have, because it's based on population, not legal population, just population. And I don't know what we're doing here. I don't know if we're worried about politics or, oh, no, I mean, some Afghani who hates our country, his family might have to go home with him. I don't know why we care. I mean, all he's going to do is he's going to raise his kids to hate the country just as much as he does. So why is that controversial? Every single one of them needs to go home. And no, I don't feel bad about it. I'm sorry. I don't. Because if you are going to tell me and you are going to claim to the United States of America that you are seeking asylum and you are a refugee from a country that is so dangerous and so horrible and you're going to be killed if you go back, and your modus operandi is to come over here and try to turn our country into whatever hellhole you just came from, then I'm sorry, that's a pretty piss-poor argument as to why we shouldn't send you back. So I'm going to I say it all the time, and I'm going to say it again. Until we get the military involved in deportations, we will never get the numbers that we need. Most of this is for nothing, because as soon as Democrats get control, if we only deport 2 million people out of the 20 million, it'll mostly be for nothing, because the other 18 million will just get citizenship. That's just how it is. Really appreciate you guys joining us today on this Sunday after Thanksgiving. Hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We'll be back same time next week. I'm Nick Sorter. Thank you guys for being here. Take care.
We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultramethylenestore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bitly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good, because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.